Lastly, normalizing is one of the most powerful shame resilience tools that we can offer our children. Like I explained in the last chapter, normalizing means helping our children know they're not alone and that we've experienced many of the same struggles. This applies to social situations, changes in their bodies, shaming experiences, feeling left out, and wanting to be brave but feeling afraid. There's something sacred that happens between a parent and a child when the parent says, "Me too," or shares a personal story that relates to their child's struggle. Minding the gap. Supporting our children means supporting each other. I believe it's important at this point to pause to recognize the shaming nature of parenting values debates. When you listen to conversations or read books and blogs about controversial and/or divisive issues in parenting, like how and where women labor, circumcision, vaccinations, co-sleeping, feeding, etc., what you hear is shame and what you see is hurt, deep hurt. You see people, mostly mothers, engaging in the exact same behaviors that I earlier defined as shaming, name-calling, put-downs, and bullying. Here's what I've come to believe about these behaviors. You can't claim to care about the welfare of children if you're shaming other parents for the choices they're making. Those are mutually exclusive behaviors, and they create a huge values gap. Yes, most of us, myself included, have strong opinions on every one of those topics. But if we really care about the broader welfare of children, our job is to make choices that are aligned with our values and support other parents who are doing the same. Our job is also to tend to our own worthiness. When we feel good about the choices we're making, and when we're engaging with the world from a place of worthiness rather than scarcity, we feel no need to judge and attack. It's easy to put up a straw man in this argument and say, "So we're just supposed to ignore parents who are abusing their children?" Fact: that someone is making different choices from us doesn't in itself constitute abuse. If there's real abuse happening, by all means, call the police. If not, we shouldn't call it abuse.